Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, this is the podcast with a couple of likely lads called Damien Leaf and Adam Straney.
Tomorrow we are going to the Hawks game.
We are going to the Hawks game, yeah. Man. I can't wait. Should be fantastic. Do you want to do dinner and a beer beforehand or afterwards?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a good option. Where would you go, though?
No, we could, mate, it wouldn't matter. Saturday night and the gong would go off everywhere. We just need a book.
You'd want a book because there's no way, if you leave that to the last minute.
Yep.
We're going to...
You know what we could do? Little Vietnam. You want to do Little Vietnam? It's only up the road from
I like Little Vietnam.
The entertainment centre.
I've never been to Little Vietnam, but it sounds good.
All right, we'll book
Is it Little Servants?
Mate.
I want decent servants. I don't want it to be Little Vietnam and then, lo and behold, I get little bits of servants.
Please don't call people that serve their servants. They're not your servants.
You know what I'm talking about.
What did you say? Servants?
Servings.
Oh, servings.
Jeez.
No, you get a massive meal there. It's beautiful. All right, done. We're booking it. Little Vietnam after the Hawks.
Let me hear you say this show is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N. This show is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N. This show is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
It's the worst.
The bananas are good, the bacon not so much. There's a smell of bacon through the building that it's making me gag.
Sammy Lucas looks like she's about to commit a crime.
No, it's
absolutely.
She's covering her whole face here. Like,
what's wrong with you?
Like she's about to rob a bank.
Bacon does that to people. You either love the smell of it and you can't wait to get it in your belly or you're repulsed by it like me. I've actually said to Cozzy, can you make sure none of the stuff you're making for me is on the same plate as the bacon?
That's right. Well, Cozzy from Country Grocer stepped up to the mark and he said, look, I will make the Illawarra's favourite banana sandwiches. And there was many of them, Damien. There was crunchy peanut butter with honey and banana.
Awesome.
We've got a couple of listeners in here as well that we're going to get them to... We've got a couple of guinea pigs, I should say.
That is right. That is right.
So Richard, Maddie and Mel are all here. They're ready to taste these.
Mel hates bananas.
You don't like bananas.
Mel can't stand bananas.
Listen, interesting. This would be fantastic. Well, the first one I understand that we're going to get Cozzy to bring in is the amazing peanut butter with honey and banana as our first sample. I know that you don't like
peanut butter. I hate peanut butter.
All right, let's get the boys in here. Cozzy, bring them on in, mate. Let's see how we go.
I actually thought this was all a joke when they talked about it earlier in the week. I didn't think
there is no joke.
Am I dreaming or is this we're actually tasting this banana sandwiches on the radio?
Absolutely. We are definitely trying banana sandwiches and we're getting them coming in from the kitchen right now.
They're on their way. There's a whole gang in there.
It's a very big tray.
Yeah.
It's a very big tray. There's another one that I know that Cozzy is also very tempted by himself, and I know that, Sammy, you were tempted by this. Mel doesn't like her bananas, but this one she might like. Bananas with a bit of Milo over the top.
Sounds good to me.
Very good. Very good to me.
There was also ricotta with sultanas, which sounds like an absolute crime in itself. It's kind of back to Sammy again with the face mask on.
Here they come.
Cozzy, look at you go, mate.
Bananas.
All right. What have you got? You've got the peanut butter with the honey and the banana.
And I've got the bacon, maple syrup, cinnamon.
Bring it over, Cozzy. Come on, ladies first.
All right, let's go with the ladies first. Come on. Mel and Sammy about to have a crack.
Oh, I think there's bacon.
Go on. Just have one, Mel. Just have one. Give it a crack. There was ricotta sultanas and all sorts of other mess, but Cozzy's in from Country Grocer. Is that...
Ricotta, sultanas,
honey and banana.
No.
Sammy is getting into the banana and Milo toasted.
And Milo. Now, I like a banana choc chip muffin.
Hook in.
So it might be like that.
All right, I'm going the banana and Milo right now.
Oh, Sammy Lucas's face is screwing up right now.
It's not so good.
No good.
I'm overemphasizing the chewing sound.
And how is it?
You know, it's actually the nicest so far. The bacon was very nice. But I reckon this is nicer. It's again like a pancake.
Has anyone else tried the Milo? Because it's really awful.
Mel's trying the Milo. Maddie, how's the Milo? No good. Is the Milo getting stuck?
Maddie's like, I'll have anything. Just bring them all
Richard's taken an entire tray just for himself. You're doing all right over there, big guy. Mate, enjoy. We are on the rooftop.
I noticed no one went for the ricotta.
I'd rather the ricotta, actually. This is awful.
Oh, Sammy,
the Milo's awful. No.
All right.
to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
On Monday, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, we discussed the fact that mam and dads, as in parents, we need time to interact with one another, okay?
What do you mean?
I mean interaction time.
When you say interact, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, getting down, you know.
Down.
You mean down?
I just mean...
It's a sexy time.
I should love the way he says it, getting down. Like, who says that anymore? Exactly. That went out in
getting
the
down,
70s.
Dirty, don't say it.
Seriously, he's like a 14-year-old kid, isn't he?
How have you got 3 children? I don't understand.
Well, so I'm still trying to figure that out.
This is how it works.
No, so you and Eileen didn't have the chance to have sexy time in this story.
Well, no, what happened was, you know, I came home from work and, you know, we realised the house was empty and we went, oh, you know.
Time.
And then we put on The Office instead.
Yes.
The American Office, by the way.
So you had a rare opportunity as mum and dad to have the house to yourselves to really just be with one another.
To explore the space.
And you actually went into the bedroom, I believe, and got under the covers and then you... watched The Office.
Sammy's making all hand gestures here and all sorts of things.
You watched The Office.
Look, she's doing rude. It's just doing rude symbols and everything.
I don't want to look anymore now.
We watched 3 episodes of The Office, and then when it was finished,
wasted time.
You did another one.
We did another one. We went again.
So we want to know. Because it does happen.
Twice in one afternoon.
See, normally you'd get interrupted by the kids.
Yes.
You know, like someone would be knocking on the door.
Well, that can happen. So we want to know. I mean, it happens. Crying. It happens to all parents. It happens to all couples across the Illawarra, especially when you're busy. You were meant to have a bit of sexy time, but we ended up
doing what?
That's right.
You would have been in this position, Straney, I'm sure, with your little kidlets.
Like you're interrupted.
Oh, you don't want to reveal.
Well, you were going to do it, and then
you
something got in
bashful.
The way.
Exactly, yeah.
Or you were interrupted.
So just
mid-
literally that. We want you to finish the sentence. We were meant to have sexy time, but we ended up 4275196.5. Give us a call. Ooh. Let us know what you ended up doing when you're supposed to go down to the sexy street.
Well, I'd love a story of someone who ended up at the emergency department. You know, walked out to get the whipped cream and came back and tripped over and split my head open.
Oh, thank God.
And ended up at the emergency department.
Oh, wow.
Wow, no one expected that. It actually sounds like this is something that happened to Sammy.
How are you single, Sammy? How are you single? Really? I mean, every tradie in the Illawarra is going, I want to date Sammy Lucas now if she gets the whipped cream.
Well, it's a tough one for me because I've never been married.
No, but
I
can
kind
time.
Of any time.
Any
but
sexy time.
The only one I can think of.
Oh, hello, here we go.
Whipped cream, get out the whipped cream.
Yep.
Worse than that. We were meant to have sexy time, but we ended up being interrupted by the flight attendant.
Oh, no. Oh,
Sammy
no one expected
Lucas.
This.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh.
Sammy
like,
Lucas.
Would you like the chicken
or
the beef?
Oh, my goodness me.
And Sammy was like, I was so close to the beef, damn you, go the chicken now.
Wow.
We were meant to have sexy time, but we ended up Keith in Wollongong.
You see, my wife and I are sexagenarians. That means we're 60 and over.
Oh,
so
okay.
She gets off watching horror movies, and I've got a sweet tooth. So we end up eating 12 glazed donuts together and getting excited over the horror movies.
Oh. So you went to donuts and the horror movies instead of...
sexy
well,
time.
Hey, you know, granted, it's hard to pass open 12 donuts. If they're the right sort of glaze, that's so nice. Mm.
But a horror movie? A rom-com and some donuts would be better.
All right, let's get to Helen at Lake Heights. We're meant to have sexy time, but we ended up...
Yeah, chocolate.
I love this already.
Eating chocolates?
Yep.
Okay, so wait, what type of chocolates? What are we talking? Are we talking Cadbury's or are we talking Lindt here? What sort of chocolates?
Oh, well, it has to be Cadbury's, like, you know, the new caramilk. Like everyone's craving. Yeah.
Helen, do you get much alone time with your partner?
No, actually. We have a cat, we have a TV, and we have a kid.
Ah, right, okay. And so you had this one moment where you're saying, hey, did you see that thing on 40 Shades of Grey where they had the chocolate and all the rest? Let's try to... Maybe we should just eat it. What's it, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, that's what it's for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's not for putting on the body.
Let's not waste it on the body. Let's just eat it.
Just a good chocolate? You know you can do both, though.
No. You got to eat it. Look,
spoken like a true bloke, eh? Knowing that 50 Shades of Grey is actually 40 shades. It's like Damien, he's about 10 shades too soon.
10 shades short.
Yes. Hey, you can keep letting us know yours on our Facebook page as well. We're going to go to Brittany because, Brittany, we're talking this morning. We're meant to have sexy time, but we ended up...
feeding our twins.
This
is what happens, you know. You've got these plans and then the twins just go, hey, nah, stuff you guys. I'm hungry. We're both hungry.
Were they screaming, Brittany?
No. They woke up and they're like, okay, it's time for feed.
Well, then you have to make the decision what comes first. Well, I reckon sexy time came first and then the twins. Yeah. And then you feed the twins, maybe.
And then from that point onwards, it's the twins.
Oh, good on you, Brittany. Thanks so much for the call. How funny is that? Oh.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Guys, high drama in my apartment building last night. Oh. Something extraordinary happened. It also happens to be one of the most horrific online dating stories I've heard in a very long time.
Ooh.
Two for the price of one here. My neighbour Michelle got divorced recently after 10 years and she jumped online on the dating apps. She met a guy a few weeks ago and was swiping away and matched with this guy. And they sent a couple of messages back and forth and she's thinking, this is lovely, this is nice.
Yeah.
Literally only three or four messages in out of the blue, he sends her a video.
Oh. Oh, no.
It's a video. How do I describe this?
Well, it's not one.
Unsolicited.
Oh.
He's alone. Mm-hmm. He's not fully dressed.
Oh.
And he's amusing himself.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Let's call him the Lone Ranger.
Right.
Oh.
Seriously, guys, don't do this. Like, if you've had a chat and you've both agreed you're into that kind of thing, then, you know, do what you want to do.
It's quite a leap, isn't it? It's quite a leap from a conversation. Hey, so what colour are your eyes? Hey,
Have a look at this.
I'm just going to send you a video.
No lady needs to see that in her inbox, unsolicited, okay? So don't do it. It's too confronting. It's actually really horrific as well, and it doesn't put you in a good
life. It's like seeing a snake in a box of bananas. Yes, all right, it catches you by surprise.
Yes.
We shouldn't laugh about it because it's actually really awful for a man to do that to a woman.
It is very awful, depending on how big he is.
Stop it. No, it doesn't matter how big he is.
She's unmatched.
She said, no, you're not my guy. Mm. Goodbye, unmatched. Anyway, last week she's down at the dog park, which is just a couple of blocks away. The Lone Ranger's there with his dog.
Really?
She had
How could she recognise him?
She had seen his face
earlier. Anyway, her dog starts playing with his dog and she's like, oh, this is awkward. Oh, okay, no. I've seen him. He knows it's me. I know it's him. And my girlfriend, Michelle, bless her, she's so brave. She just walked up to him and said, hi, do you remember me? And he went, oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And she said, I've never seen you here before. What are you doing here? And he said, I've just moved into the area. She said, okay, well, let's not let this be awkward because our dogs clearly like each other. Fine. Last night, she lives on the 16th floor in our building. She gets in the lift to go out. Doors open on the 15th floor.
No.
Who walks in?
Oh,
wait. The Lone Ranger and his wife.
Oh! This just took a major turn. Oh! Wow.
And the wife is super chatty and lovely. Oh, hi. We've just moved into the building.
Oh,
I'm Casey. Nice to meet you. This is my husband. We're neighbours.
I would press 14, 13, 12 all the way down the line and say, hey, got a video to show you.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
All this week we've gone bananas here at Wave FM. And so we thought a tribute to going bananas with us all trying completely different and ridiculous banana sandwiches that you, Damien Leith, should do a banana song.
That is right. And someone said Bananarama, so I'm going to do Bananarama, and I refuse to do it on my own. Sammy Lucas is going to get up and sing halfway through.
Ooh.
So is Lydia as well. So nice. Two great singers in the building
have
nominated, and Grant said they would get up as well. So
what Bananarama song are you singing?
Venus.
All right, done. Venus, here it is. Damien Leith on the rooftop with Bananarama.
Come and me one go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight, come and me one go home. One more time, day-o, he said day-o. Daylight, come and me one go. One more time again. Day-o,
day-o.
Daylight, come and me one go home.
Damien Leith doing Bananarama and a little bit of the banana song in there as well here at Wave FM, mate. Well done.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.